I'm thankful to be able to be with you today. This is not how I had expected. It's not the plan that I had, but God works in plans that we never realize. And he gives us messages that this one I found out is for me. And I just would like for y'all to be able to listen to what he's dealing with me about. The subject that he had given me to deal with is contentment. And I look at the definition of contentment, and one of them was not having everything, but being satisfied with everything that I have. And a lot of times we just think about that in temporal ways. But there was another definition that said a peaceful ease of mind. And that goes into more than just little temporal things of something that I'd like to have from Walmart that maybe I can't afford. But to be able to have an ease of mind of whatever is happening in our life. And I'm finding out that with what is happening right now for me, yesterday I had been feeling better, had been able to go to work, but yesterday it changed and I'm now just barely able to get around using a walker. But there is a place for contentment even in that. And I'm asking the Lord to help me to learn what that is. I want to start with a verse over in Hebrews 13, be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And when I look at that, I think back in the scripture about Ahab. You know, Ahab had a desire one day, not only for the palace that he was living in, but he looked across his fence and saw Naboth's vineyard, and he wanted it. And you know, I try to look at what that would be like if it was in 2026, and for us today, you know, there was nothing wrong with him going to Naboth and saying, I really like your place. You've got a nice vineyard. I'd like to buy that from you. Would you be willing to sell it? Well, you know where it moves from one thing to another is when Naboth said, I don't want to sell it. It's not for sale. And I was looking at a verse over in Exodus, the 20th chapter, is a verse, it's way back there when God gave the Ten Commandments. The 20th chapter, and in the 17th verse, 20 and 17 was a rule that he gave. We usually just use four words. Thou shalt not covet. That was the 10th commandment. But this one went farther than that. It says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thy neighbor's wife, his manservant, his maidservant, his ox, his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. So what he's saying is, I'm thinking about this for us today because this lesson about contentment goes much deeper than covetousness because that scripture in Hebrews was not just wanting to leave us over trying to stay away from covetousness, but to teach us to how to be content with that we have. And here's something I look at when I look at Naboth's vineyard and how Ahab moved from a place that was legal to try to buy it. And he moved into a place of covetousness to where now what was unlawful to obtain, he decided to obtain it. What about for myself today? You know, I would never kill somebody for something I wanted. But when I am told no, can my mind return to a satisfied level? Well, who's going to tell me no? You know, sometimes it could be my checkbook. My checkbook says, you know what? You need to be contented with what you have. You really can't afford to be able to have this. And can I be able, let your conversation, let your conduct be without covetousness, an excessive desire, I've got to have this, but be content with such things as you have. And I thought about a verse. This is an interesting verse with the subject that we're looking at. Over in Genesis, the 13th chapter, you remember with Abraham, he had a promise from God. All of this land is going to be yours. But he had a time where with Lot, they're going to have to split up. Their flocks are too much for the land for them to be together. I want to look at Genesis 13 and start in the 8th verse. Here's Abram. He could have told Lot, look, I brought you along with me, but I tell you what, all this land is mine. You better be glad if I just loan you a little bit. But take a look at Abram's attitude. He said to Lot, "Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee?" You know what he could say? I tell you what, that corner over there that doesn't grow grass very good, if you want anything, you can take that. That's not what he said. "Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me." Even there, he could have said, this part over here is where you can go when you separate. But instead, what he says, if you want to take the left hand, I'll go to the right. If you depart to the right hand, I'll go to the left. And I look at the attitude that Abram had, and I look at something. If we looked at our life, full would be contentment, almost like a fuel gauge on our car. Covetousness is over in the empty. You know what? I don't want to be in the covetous area. Don't think I am. But you know what? Our fuel gauge often goes between full and empty. And I think about discontent. It could be somewhere in between those two, kind of like the fuel gauge on your car. And now I want to take a look at where we are, really, where I am today. And I want to look over in Philippians, in the 4th chapter. If you were to look at all the things that happened to Paul, remember he told how many times he was shipwrecked, how many times he was beaten, how many times he was stoned. So many things happened to him. And yet he tells us, gives us this instruction about contentment. He says, "Not that I speak in respect of want," in the 11th verse, 4th chapter of Philippians. "Not that I speak in respect of want. I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." So I'm looking at this content. What is it? Is it that I'm happy to be in this place? I just love it. I'd hope I can stay in this place all the time. I don't think that's what he called contentment. But I think what it is what we see about God is for me to be able to say, you know what, God's allowing this thing in my life, and I will allow that. I will have, what does it say for contentment? Being satisfied with everything that I have. Does that mean that Paul could never pray for a change? He did pray for a change. He prayed for a change, whatever that thorn in the flesh was. He prayed for a change, prayed 3 times for it to be changed. But I tell you what's real important for us if we want to be able to have real contentment is what we do after we have prayed and we don't get the answer that we wanted. I think about that song, I think maybe number 111 in our book, God's Way is Best. One of those verses says, God's way is best. Heart, cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. This kind of contentment that I'm talking about for us today is really probably for me when I get up from here after I close this thing out this morning and get back on my walker. I'll be asking the Lord, Lord, I'd appreciate it. In fact, yesterday as I was praying, I said, Lord, you could change this to where I'd be able to get up in the morning, be able to go to service. And he didn't do that. Well, the contentment that I need to have is, you know what, I put this in the Lord's hands. If he does it for me today, fine. If he doesn't, I'm going to keep on trusting him. I'll put it in his hands. And what does it say? I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Maybe, do you remember this last in the meeting, Brother Dan Adams preached a message and his title was, "Is this an aspiration or is it my testimony?" And I think of what Paul says, I have learned it. That's his testimony. You know, we can come to a place to where we can say, Lord, I see that. I want to learn from you how to be able to do what Paul was able to do after he prayed 3 times and the Lord only answered with this, my grace is sufficient for you. You know, I would sometimes like more than that. I'd like that thorn gone. But then Paul climbed up on top of it with a contentment of, I will rejoice. You know what? It wasn't that, well, you know what? I'm through. I'm going to give it all up. But instead, he was able to be on top of it. You know what? where I am right now, I would like to be able to, I'm in the aspiration. This is where I desire to be. And I believe the Lord would like to help us. I was looking at a song number 219. It says, I'm glad that we can be in the place where we are still learning some things. 219, the first verse, I am learning of my Savior, precious lessons every hour, how the soul which he has ransomed may be kept by mighty power. You know, it's one thing for me to be saved years ago, but it's another thing when I go through these things of trial that I'll be able to come out on the other side, still able to sing this song, the soul which he has ransomed may be kept by mighty power. And then it says, learning more and more to love him. You know, where do I learn to love him more? Is it that, okay, after he gives me the good things in my life, I really love him? You know, I saw Cheryl's love for the Lord increase as she went through the battle, and he was just there with her. Because what did that say? Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, because it says, he is going to be there with us, and I'm thankful for that. He says in the next verse of that, Philippians, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed to be full and to be hungry. We can be on opposite ends of the scale. You know what? About 3 weeks ago, I didn't even think about a backache. Everything was going well. I remember even there at the service, whenever I'd go up to the pulpit where I'd had back trouble a long time ago, be able to go up to the pulpit and have no back trouble. I was so thankful for that. But you know, this one tells me I'm instructed both how to be full, be hungry, to abound, and to suffer need, no matter what is happening. And this says on song number 219, I'm learning more and more to love him, yielding all into his will. You know what? That's where I need to be this morning is, okay, Lord, I would like for this to have happened yesterday, but I can hand this over to you and trust you for it. And then look at this person's testimony in this song. While a joy beyond all utterance through and through my soul doth thrill. I have to say I am over in the learning category there. And then there's another verse. I am learning how to trust him with my life and for all things. And my spirit filled with glory in exceeding gladness sings. I am learning precious truths in Jesus' word. I am learning of the lowly Lamb of God. So I think about this. All of us are going through a time where the things that come into our life, we can learn from them and be able to have the success that Paul had, even when difficult times was coming to him. I was thinking about Job. Job was able to go through his difficult times, and I think he had a contentment there. I believe he was contented when he was wealthy and everything was going good. But a lot of times contentment means we think it looks is just everything's going well for me and I'm happy about it. That's contented. But to be able to come to a place that I am contented that God is in control of the things that's happening in my life. And I really believe that's where Job went to, when in one day he lost all of his temporal possessions. And then he was able at the end of that, here's contentment. This kind of contentment when trouble is here, what did he say? The Lord gave it. The Lord took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You remember then when it came to the point that his body, it's one thing, remember the Satan even said, you took his temporal, allow me to take his temporal possessions, but skin for skin, a man's going to give everything he has for his life. And what did Job say after he had the boils and his wife tells him, why don't you just curse God and die? He said, are we going to receive the good, but we're not going to be willing to receive the evil? And I think about this for us. I don't know what's happening in your life today, but all of us are going to have the good times when we are very contented with life. Then we're going to have difficult times come. And what I want to have is a contentment in knowing God is in control of both of those things. There's a verse over in Matthew 13 and 44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure that's hid in a field, which when a man finds it, he goes out and he sells everything that he has and he buys that field to get that treasure. As I looked at this subject today, I really believe that contentment is a treasure that we want to go out and purchase it and realize the value of it. And don't be willing to sell it for anything. Any troubles that go along, to be able to say, Lord, I want that contentment that you will be there with me. The verse, because he has said, that Hebrews 13:5, he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Cheryl reached a place of contentment with that sign on her wall. It was just that portion of the scripture, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You know, we can take a hold of that promise, and no matter what happens in our life, we would be able to say, you know what? The Lord promised he won't ever leave me. He'll be there with me. So Proverbs 23:23, what are we going to do with this treasure of contentment that we can have? Are we going to sell it off when trouble comes and then we're discontented? Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and sell it not. I want to be able in my life to have that. The truth that contentment is a treasure. And God's the one that can be able to help us with that. There's another verse that I want to go to in 1 Timothy 6:6. It says, godliness with contentment is great gain. We brought nothing into this world. You know, we can look at this and almost see Job saying it. We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. So I look at this. A lot of times whenever I thought about contentment, I'm just thinking about my material things, my car. Maybe I'm willing to keep this car a little longer or different things like that. But I'm finding that contentment it goes to another level. And that is just a calm confidence. The Lord's in control of this. So I thought of another word, longing, and earnestly desiring for something. And I thought of this question, is it okay to have a longing? You know, then what I have to ask the question about is, what is that longing for? What am I longing for? You know, I find places in the scripture where there was a longing. I see Psalms 42. This person had a longing, and it was legal. I look over here, Psalms 42:1. As a hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. That's like a longing right there. And it says, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? That's a longing that we can have. There are some songs that we have in our book. I think it's maybe number 151 is one of them. It's okay to have this longing. It says, more like Christ, my heart is praying. More like Christ from day to day. All of his graces rich displaying while I tread my pilgrim way. More like Christ every day. More like Christ, my heart doth say. I look at some of these songs, and then I think again of Brother Dan's message. Is that an aspiration of mine, or is it a testimony? You know what? It's okay if it's our desire. It's our longing is, I would like to be more like Christ. It has more like Christ in burden bearing, helping all the sad and weak. You know, it's one thing when I'm down with some problem, but Lord, help me to be more like Christ and being able to help others when they're also in need. And there's another place where longing is good. It's song number 166. It says, Christ is mine, my heart's dear treasure. So think about that with that treasure hidden in a field, which a man, when he saw it, he went out and sold everything he had, bought that treasure. Let's also remember this subject today. Contentment in my heart is a huge treasure to be able to have. Christ is mine, my heart's dear treasure, greater than all earthly store. Filled with his untold abundance, yearns not now my heart for more. And the third verse, Christ the source of all my pleasure. Now in him my soul doth find joy unspeakable, exceeding the earthly pleasures all combined. Christ is mine and every longing, he satisfies them abundantly. He's my joy, my hope, my glory. He is all in all to me. As I move these songs, these are somebody's testimony when they wrote these songs. This is what was going on in their life. As we sing them, maybe I'm not there in some of these places, but I can say, you know what? I have a longing. I have a desire to be able to have that in my life. There's also another. We're talking about contentment. Song number 300 has a little lesson for us in there. It's verse number 3. I am drinking at the fountain. You know what? That's where we're going to have to be able to see real contentment comes from. I am drinking at the fountain where I ever would abide. I have tasted life's pure river and my soul is satisfied. There's contentment right there. I am drinking from that fountain from the Lord. And it says, there's no thirsting for life's pleasures, nor adorning rich and gay. I have found a richer treasure. Remember that treasure hidden afield? Let's tag it. It could be contentment. I have found a richer treasure, one that fadeth not away. And then we have another one over in song number 97. I love seeing the songs in our book. Songs will never replace scripture. But what songs do is somebody is like raising their hand with a testimony that is true in my life. This song number 97, all this world, its wealth and honor, cannot sate, cannot satisfy the human breast. But when filled with God our Father, every want is fully blessed. So that means somehow in this walking with the Lord, my wants sometimes will get adjusted by him. And then it says in the second verse, all my soul can wish forever, I do find in Christ replete. Every blessing and the giver in my peaceful bosom meet. My soul is satisfied. I am complete in Jesus' love, and my soul is satisfied. But then this, what about a longing? Is it all right to have a longing when I say my soul is satisfied? That last verse says, would my soul could more encompass heaven's glory willed to me. Oh, the love of God so precious, it's a deep and shoreless sea. There is a place for me able to get even more of the contentment that he has for me, no matter what is happening. There is something that is going to be a requirement for me to have true contentment. And that's probably where I am today, is lasting contentment is going to require a consecration. It's more than having everything I want, but it's accepting what God sends. And there is another song, number 243. It says, I can hear my Savior calling. And it says, take thy cross and follow me. Then that chorus says, where he leads me, I will follow. You know, that's one thing to say, well, yeah, I'll follow him to church services or whatever. But will I also say, where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. And so this message that I'm sharing with you today is really for me today. You know, 2 weeks ago, I would have been able to preach this message and say, ooh, that's a good message right there about contentment. But it's another thing for us to be down in the place where we're in trouble now. Paul was in those places where he's being stoned. He's shipwrecked. He's got all these troubles coming to him. And he says, I've learned whatsoever state I am, when the good times, when I'm abounding, when I'm abased, I'd like to say, Lord, help me in this time that I'm at. I would have never chosen. In fact, I had a lot of plans for what I'd do over the weekend, feeling good. And then this changed it. You know what? I have to go back. If I want to have contentment in my life, I'm going to have to go back and say, you know what? The Lord allowed this to come. He has a purpose in it. It's probably just for me. Because I know in times past when I'm feeling good, I love to be outside working in the woods. And right now, I don't even care about the woods. I just like to be able to feel better. But I think that's a place for us to be able to learn to wait on the Lord. This is just, and you'll have something. You may not have back trouble, but you'll have some kind of trouble that your contentment level is going to want to go away because it's not going in the direction that you would like for it to have gone in. But there's a song that says, teach me to be patient. Lord, teach me to wait. That's an easy song to sing when everything's going good. It says, the answer may not come today. And you know what? It may not come tomorrow. Just work your will in me, your glory. Let me see. In your own time, in your own way. And so I'm thankful that the scripture says, let your conduct be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have, because I will never leave you nor forsake you. There is a level of contentment that we can have with that promise, and I want to be able to keep it. And also have another one, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things are going to work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. This will be each thing. I can look at this and say, what good comes from this? But each thing stirred together in my life together, there will be good come from it if at the end of it all, I can make heaven my home. So I'd like to close with one more song, and maybe if y'all could sing it after we close. Is song number 79, verses 1. You know, here's this consecration if I want to be able to have real contentment. Wherever my Savior's hand may lead, whatever my lot may be. Now, how about this? I will not murmur nor repine. I'll know it's well with me. Those are easy songs to sing when everything's going good. Then it says in that fourth verse, should earthly treasures fade away, his promise still I'll plead. And I'll trust him because I know he will. He's going to supply my every need. Though storms sweep over my trembling bark and waves around me roll, still this my ransomed soul shall sing. 'Tis well with me, 'tis well. You know, for us as a Christian, to be able to sing that with contentment, that Lord, you got me in a place that I know you're here with me, and we'll walk through this together. I don't know what may happen in your life, or maybe what's happening even today, but I do believe that for all of us, and I am in this place where the song says, I am learning of my Savior. I'm learning in this lesson today, and I want you all to be encouraged. I would have loved to have been able to be there with you today. Paul and Lorinda, we have enjoyed so much y'all being with us. Thankful you'll be able to be at the congregation there in Wichita. May the Lord bless your lives. May we each one be encouraged. Let's find contentment no matter what's happening in our life. May the Lord bless you each one. Amen.